welcome to Soul Dive,
your K-pop springtime comedy podcast.
Ooh, springtime.
Ooh, it is springtime.
My name is Michelle.
And I'm Spring Rike.
Spring has sprung. Is it springing?
It is springing. Oh. It has sprung. Yeah. It's very nice.
I can't tell over here in California.
Yeah, you don't really have seasons as such.
We just have hot and cold, and that's it.
Yeah, and they alternate daily. So.
Yep. Today it's cold.
Very nice. No, for us, it's been pretty nice. Not too hot, not too cold. Pretty sunny, thankfully. Aww. So
yes,
I've been enjoying that. I like sunshine. Vitamin D.
Yeah, hopefully it stays that way. Because I was looking into weather for like our trip and stuff like that. And I was like, well, I don't know what it is in Celsius, but like, it looks pretty cold. I hope I'm bringing the right clothes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I think one thing about Europe is that looking 2 weeks in the future for weather is just, it
doesn't,
tells you nothing.
Yeah.
It is not true. It's just not true. If it turns out to be right, it's a coincidence because the weather can change like completely.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna hope for the best.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. And even if it won't be, we'll make it fun.
Exactly.
It'll be fine and or fun.
And we'll just buy extra layers if we need it.
Exactly. We'll be fine. There's no bad weather, just wrong clothes.
Exactly. But yeah.
But yeah. What's going on?
Oh, for me. Well, first I had got my hair straightened, like my straight perm. And it's nice and smooth and not frizzy for the trip. So I can go around and
that's
not
great.
Care.
Oh.
Yeah, and I cut it again, so it's like a shorter length.
I love that. Straight hair, don't care.
Exactly.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Woo!
But then, yeah, so that went well. I don't have to do it twice like I did last time.
Nice.
Yeah, but then, man, my struggle, so the new jeans struggle is for me cushion foundation now. Because I cannot find a shade that matches me, and I have tried 7 different ones so far.
Wow. Wait, can you send them back if you try them?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got them mostly from Amazon.
But then you can send them back if you opened them and tried them?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems, I feel cushion foundation to me is kind of in the same realm as underwear. If you tried it on, because you can't resell it.
You can return like makeup and stuff though. If you like go to Ulta or like Sephora and stuff and you open things and try it. You can return it.
But then what happens to it? Because you can't resell it.
Yeah, I guess it just goes into the void.
Maybe it goes into samples.
Yeah, I'm guessing. But no, I checked that I could return it and stuff. If not, then I'll just bring them all to Europe and just give them out because they don't match me.
We'll mix them all together.
Yeah.
Find the right shade. Exactly. Just Frankenstein your cushion foundation.
Yeah, but no, I have been struggling to find a shade that matches. And yeah, I'm just gonna give up and go back to normal foundation, I guess.
That's nice. For me, it's usually pretty easy. I'm usually the second lightest shade. I am not completely transparent, but I am like ghost bedsheet white. So
yeah,
that's usually my go-to.
Off transparent.
Off transparent, yes.
Yeah. For me, I don't know what it is. I guess I've been noticing it's either like too neutral, where it just kind of looks like I'm a ghost, basically, like, because it's the wrong shade. Or it's too orange. And then
I was going to say, I think for you, the undertones are probably very important.
Yeah, exactly. So they have not been matching me, so I'm just very sad.
Yeah. Especially with cushion foundation, because there's usually not much of a range, especially for, like, Korean brands, so.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
It's just like, can I get a tone that's in between things?
Yeah. Or like the right, you know, has the right tones, color tones for your skin type. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll find something. Yeah. If not, makeup in Germany.
True. We'll see.
Yeah. I usually don't wear foundation anyway. I mostly wear like BB creams.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to that too. But the only thing I'm worried about is like because we have to wear masks a lot and we're going to go out.
Yeah.
And then it's like I want to make sure I have something I can, like, see myself in and then, like, touch up if I need to in case the foundation is, like, all over the place.
True. Although that never really happens with me with BB cream.
Which BB cream do you have? Are you giving recommendations?
Sure. I have the Misha Perfect Cover BB Cream in number 21. Has an SPF of 42.
42? So that's nice.
Yeah. I don't know why, but number 21, light beige. So... yeah, I don't feel like it moves around at all. It's also not very, I mean, it's BB cream. It doesn't cover a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't provide much coverage, but I like it. It kind of evens out your skin tone, and yeah, it's fine for me.
I have a lot of, like, tinted moisturizers and stuff, but I figured if we're going to go all out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if I want to wear actual foundation for the concert, because I am going to sweat it off, and that's actually going to look horrific.
No. That's very true.
I'm just going to look like I'm going to be like a very streaky white bedsheet.
Oh, no.
Oh, and yeah. We don't want that.
No, we don't. Yeah, we'll just stick with
waterproof BB, everything.
CC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
GG.
GG. Yep.
GG.
But yeah. How has your week been? Anything fun happening that doesn't include weird college kids or weird professors?
We're not going to talk about that. I actually am a babysitter for adults, which is very frustrating, even more so than an actual babysitter, because with little kids, you kind of know what's going on. Yeah. You know what to expect. When it's grown-ass people acting like that, you're just like, what can I even do?
Yeah.
What... if you were an animal, you would be put down.
Oh my God.
For acting this crazily. Yeah. But sure, you do you. Has anything fun happened? I'm gonna say yes. It's mostly my optimism speaking, but no, just kidding. I saw an operetta last night. Ooh. I saw Strauss's The Fledermaus, The Bat. Weirdest adaptation of Batman I've seen. No, just kidding. It's a very old
Fledermaus? Is that what?
Yeah, Fledermaus is the original title. It's The Bat.
That sounds so cute.
It is very cute. Fledermaus.
Yeah.
It is... They very much reimagined it. There was some cross-dressing involved and some very androgynous costumes. And it was actually really fun. Ooh. I do not understand a single word when someone sings opera.
Yeah, no.
I'm not sure you're supposed to, but it was enjoyable. It was very long, but it was enjoyable. It only felt long because the day had already been so long. I was at work for like 15 hours. Yeah. So
just fall asleep at the opera.
Exactly. I tried, but it was too enjoyable, so.
Oh, well, that's good and bad, but good.
Yeah. It's like, gee. And then we paid 100 euros for two bottles of bubbly.
What? At the opera?
At the opera. So it was delicious, expensive
company
bubbly.
Expense, though?
Yes, okay, absolutely.
Then that doesn't
It was a
matter.
University expense. Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that was really fun. And then today... I started watching the new season of Selling Sunset.
Oh my God.
Because it's out now.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh my God. This week, I actually just like backpedaling a little bit, but I watched some more of Love is Blind season 2. And I at first couldn't really fathom what the students meant when they said it was unhinged, but it is truly unhinged. I do not believe that any of these people actually like each other. The one woman just like giving up straight away, like they get to Mexico and she's like, I'm out. Okay.
Even the first couple though, what? That was made in the first episode.
Who was that?
I don't know the names. I mean, it's been a while since I watched it.
Can you describe them?
Yeah, it was like the woman who lost a lot of weight and then...
Oh, the Indian
couple?
No.
They were both.
Because she's... Okay.
No, they're like dark-haired, both of them. Yeah, it's just like... I just remember them because I only watched the first episode and it was the very first couple that was made and they were just like, I love you too.
Yeah, the usual.
Yeah.
I'm going through, I think I know who you mean, and I think I remember, because they were both very normal and very nice.
Yeah, that's
and
probably why they did
it. She was talking about
talking
about being, like, really insecure about her body.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, but they're also being super unhinged now. It's weird. But I'm now, I think, on the second episode of them being in Mexico, so I don't know.
Maybe they're just asked to be unhinged because
that's the thing.
Views.
Yeah. Like, even with Shane, like, I think he's so annoying, but the girl he's with is like, she needs to stop being all Tsun and no Derek because she's just so mean the entire time.
Is it Shayna or is it the Asian one?
No, it's the Asian one. It's Natalie.
My God.
So she's just, he's like, oh, can you say something nice? And she, like, or like, can you, I'll pour you some champagne if you give me a compliment. Just like harmless joke, like, you know, banter.
Yeah.
And he pours her and she's like, I think you're a piece of shit. And he's just like, what?
What?
And she's like that the entire time. I was like, girl, you are awful. If someone did that to me, even as a joke, I'd be like, I'm out. Like, that is absolutely not what I want a romantic relationship to be.
No, or any relationship ever.
Yeah, no. I mean, and I know it's some people's sense of humor, but the things that he very calmly says, you know, you need to stop doing that. It does make me feel good. I think you're being kind of mean. Please stop it. Like, it gets old because she keeps doing it. And then she gets offended at him saying it gets old.
My God.
And I'm just like,
why are they, can't they just give up? Like, why is
no, they're all cuckoo. Oh yeah, they can't give up. Okay. Like the first girl, the first, like one of the couples, the girl gave up after, like, basically the same day.
Wow. Just
completely ridiculous.
Well,
but yeah,
glad to see
you're not missing anything.
Reality TV.
I don't think I'm going to finish this season. I really am not. That's the thing with the first season. Like, some of the couples, they were really, you know, you actually saw them kind of grow together, admittedly, in like a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, developing their relationship and going through ups and downs, mostly downs, but it still felt like real and kind of organic.
Yeah.
But this is just like, you are all cuckoo and you need to not be here with these people.
Clearly. Maybe it is the whole like, oh, the first season was so great. Now I have to, like, so many people are watching, so now I'm just gonna get the most screen time possible.
Exactly what I think. That's what, you know, because they announced the second season of Singles Inferno coming soon. And I really think that, like with Love is Blind, I think the first season is just like people taking it fairly seriously. Like, of course, they're some of them are there for the attention and, you know, to further their career sometimes just like get more attention paid to that, what they're doing. But then they're just paving the way for absolute lunatics.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that is a PC word to use, but these people are just the worst.
Yeah, I'm guessing they just, now it's like, oh, this is successful. So now we're going to get people who are actually like not normal.
Yeah, now we need to up the ante. We need to up the quote unquote entertainment.
Yeah.
So it's like, and that's another thing, like, the editing is a big part of it, and maybe they actually are egged on to act more outrageously than they would.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll stick with semi, like, non-harmless crazy people.
Semi non-harmless?
Like, okay, those didn't come in order. Non-harmless, semi non-harmless, lunatic. Semi.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I mean, that's basically us.
Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of what non-harmless, no wait, semi-harmless, non-lunatics.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know. Anyway, Selling Sunset
is
back. I'm so happy. And I watched the first season while eating dinner today.
All of it?
And the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I have seen the first season, but yes, it's season 5 now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that, of course, I think, you know, Christina.
Yeah.
She meets a new friend and, you know, Chris, they're both in their like 6-inch heels and she drops something. Christine, sorry, not Christina. Oh my God, shame on me. Christine. I was like, that sounds wrong. No, Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Sorry, Miss Christine Quinn. Love you. Kind of had a brain fart there. But Christine, she drops something and she's like in her, you know, in her tight dress and 6-inch heels. She's like, I can't bend down to get that. And then this man comes over and helps her. And then the other girl's just like, a fabulous girl never bends. And I'm like, yes, yes. It's great because my back pain doesn't allow me to bend down. So now I can just say it's because I'm a fabulous girl.
Oh my God.
And not because I'm getting old.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now when I drop things, I'll just never pick them up again.
Exactly. Just wait for a man to come over and, you know, just turn back feminism 30 years. No, yeah. Has nothing to do with feminism, but.
No, it has to do with comfortable, being flexible.
Comfortability.
Yeah. Comfortability.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. I'm glad you're enjoying that. And it's not breaking your brain like Love is Blind.
No, I genuinely enjoy it. I think, you know, because I'm invested in all the people now. And yeah. I follow a lot of them on Instagram too, because I think they're just so fun and fabulous. And they wear pretty clothes and they wear pretty makeup. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Oh,
yeah.
I need it get back into the first season again.
I mean, I'm a serial rewatcher. So.
Very true.
But first we need to watch Queer Eye Germany.
Oh, yes. Oh, can't wait.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be great.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I haven't had time to watch anything this week. I've just been like watching my D&D stuff. So, nice. Like a nerd. But yeah, that's just easy because I like whenever I eat stuff, I like watch things. So I've just been watching that mostly. But yeah.
Cool.
And should we talk about how this show or this podcast, is it a show? Yeah. This podcast is going on a break.
This pod show?
Yeah. This one-stop pod.
One-stop pod. The one-stop pod is making one stop.
Exactly. And I was looking at the calendar. So basically we are taking a break because I'm, of course, going to visit Rike for 2 weeks, and we're gonna have a blast, and we're gonna go to a bunch of different places and take a billion photos and videos.
Yes.
Yeah, so it looks like we're probably coming back so on the 24th of May, which is a month, and I was like, dang.
Oh, that's really long. Is it really that long? Yeah. Oh, man, it is that long, huh?
Yeah. Since it's like awkwardly, I'm like leaving and then like coming back, like not enough time. So it'll be a month.
True.
But I mean, you can still follow our personal Instagrams where we'll probably be just like super active, hopefully updating our adventures.
No promises.
Yeah. I mean, we'll promise each other to at least like post a little
bit. Sure. Yes.
We'll just post our food. That's it.
You'll never see us, just our food.
But yeah, we'll try. But I think it'll be fun. So we won't be completely like gone from the face of the internet.
No, we'll still be around and we'll be back.
Stronger than ever.
Stronger, faster, harder, better, higher, what?
Yes.
Anyway.
All of that. So yeah, this will be our last episode before our hiatus.
Hiatus.
Look at us going on hiatus. For the first time in like 50 years.
It's like, this is episode 31. It's like, 50 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
But yes, we'll be frolicking around Europe.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And of course, we will not abandon the K-pop, especially not since we're actually going to an ATEEZ concert.
Exactly.
We should probably post about that on our Soul Dive.
Yeah, exactly.
Social media. So yeah, we'll be around. Fun. But of course, before we leave, there's one K-pop thing we need to talk about. Well, two.
Yeah, a couple.
A couple. A literal couple for once. So we have Seventeen's single, Dar plus Ing. Dar plusing.
Darl plusing.
Darling. Dar plusing. Darling. That was released on the 15th of April.
Yeah.
And it sure is a song.
Yep, it is another all English release under HYBE. Mm. And
which, you know, I'm not opposed to those. I love 2-1. It's one of my favorite 17 songs.
Oh.
What is this?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is just like the HYBE way. And just, I don't know. Because even back, like, when Ready to
Everything
Love
Down.
Yeah, came out, it was like, it's kind of that vibe, like the Ready to Love album or whatever that album was. Yeah, I personally.
I'm not ready to love.
Yeah. I am not ready to love. No. I mean, it's just not our cup of tea.
But the video is very cute. They're all very cute.
They are.
And the last comeback was amazing, so.
True. You know, so I wrote down in my notes, I was like, please just give us a Korean 17 comeback. Like, we desperately need it.
Yes.
And then I checked today I saw that they're coming out with a new album in May.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yep.
They always
very nice
serve.
They do. Yeah, I don't think 17 is going to move away from the Korean market.
Yeah.
As much.
Well, hopefully. Yeah. But it's nice that they're like dipping their toes a little bit, because I've been seeing like they go on those American TV shows.
Yeah.
Like the talk shows and stuff and perform things on there. So I think that's nice. But yes, we love the Korean releases. We want them.
Yes, we do. Yes. And we'll get more. It's okay. One mediocre song doth not
make
a summer make. I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah. 17 will come back in May. So we'll just keep an eye out for that. Keep an ear out.
Exactly. We just have our bar for 17 is just extremely high. So, you know, it's we put a lot of pressure on our children, on our 17 children.
My God. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on to our mothers. No,
I mean, close enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So, as many of you may know, Coachella was this past week, which everyone has been posting about it everywhere.
Nocella.
Yeah. But
people who don't go just post Nocella.
But so, special little thing is that 21 reunited and performed at Coachella. They did I Am the Best Again, which is like the hype song.
Yep, and still true.
Exactly. God.
Yeah.
It was CL's set, because she was the one there like invited to Coachella to perform. Yeah. But then she brought on the girls.
Yes, all of them. Yeah, it was really just like no thoughts, just 21. It was so amazing to see them together.
I know.
And see them look so happy and, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just having fun with it. Dara's hair, of course.
Oh my God. How did they do it?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
And it's just like, it's that song from Wicked, I Think I'll Try, Defying Gravity. It's just like her hair is defying gravity. It's amazing.
It is. It's always, it's just straight up, man, I don't know how.
And so high. I loved it. I loved it. They looked so good.
I know.
It also made me really want to see CL in concert too, though.
I know. Would you ever go to Coachella?
No.
Yeah. It sounds like such a horror show just from what I've.
It really does. And it's just like also too many artists that I truly do not care about. And I'm not going to pay that kind of money to like
hang out in the desert.
Hang out in the desert. Just like, you know, splash around in the mud. I don't know. Isn't that what festivals are?
I guess so.
Nah, it's just, yeah. As I said, I am just like, I'm one shade away from transparent. I should not be in the desert anyway.
That's very true. Yeah.
So, no. Like, I love festivals. I've been to quite a few, actually. Not that kind, but more like rock and metal. But Coachella, it's just, it's no, thank you.
Yeah.
I would go to different ones, but no.
I know. Yeah, it sounds like very intense. And I would not want to.
No.
Unless we got like the VIP treatment that some people get.
Either that, or you know what we should do someday? We should do Fuji Rock.
What is that?
Fuji Rock is a rock festival in Japan near, well, the Fuji. Mount Fuji.
Near the Fuji.
So, near the Fuji. I think 17 performed there once. It was really random.
A Fuji Rock? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually, I think it was 17. Maybe I'm wrong, but I seem to remember that. And, you know, because Japan is a lot more chill about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to concerts, I think we should go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to, like, a festival in not America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are some in the UK as well, but whenever I see footage of that, it's just, like,
maybe
very
not.
Wet.
Okay, so, maybe just, we'll just stick with Japan. Sounds good.
Yeah. Although I think that one is like in August, so it's disgustingly hot.
Oh, no.
But it's near like if it's a little further up in the mountains, it may not be that bad.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah. I've never been, always meant to go, but
yeah. That's why all these girls in Coachella just wear like crop top short shorts and just.
And that's completely fair, but I would spontaneously combust.
Exactly. You would just be sweating and you can't take off anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that sunscreen has not been invented yet. And I am just not here for it. Nope. I once burned to a crisp in Okinawa, and I'm not doing that again. Do you remember how long I had marks from that sunburn? Yeah,
but that's because you were in the water too, right?
Yeah, but I reapplied sunscreen every 30 minutes.
My God, that sun, our sun.
I was so burned to a hot crisp.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's just stay indoors.
My cushion foundation shade was lobster. Oh. So, boiled lobster.
Oh, Larry the lobster.
So, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Coachella. Sorry. Not sorry. We're not going. Yeah.
New. But 21 went, and we love them for it.
Yep. One smaller bit of news I wanted to bring up since we talked about Dreamcatcher last week is that they actually got their very first music show win with their song, My Son. Maison.
My Son.
Yeah.
My Son. My Son.
Yeah. They finally won.
Nice. God, they deserved it.
I know. And it's still such a travesty that they aren't on Queendom 2, which apparently is like happening right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Wait, who is on Queendom? I have no idea.
I saw Hyorin from Sistar is on there. Like, she's the solo person.
There's a solo person?
Yeah, because in Queendom 1, it was Park Bom, which was really random. Yeah, it's really random. I don't know. The girl version is a little different from Kingdom, but
yeah, I can tell. Okay, well, good luck.
And then there was just like a bunch of other groups I don't really know, but I saw like a screenshot or something of the performance, and they have a huge crowd now. Like, they have an audience.
Mm.
So I was like, wow.
Oh, right.
It is COVID. Very different now.
Very nice. Okay, cool. Good for them. I hope they enjoy it. I hope Eminem doesn't fuck it up. Which, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, I think Queendom has eliminations, which Kingdom didn't.
Mm.
So people were mad about that. But yeah.
Oh, well.
Gotta add Mnet's drama.
Gonna Mnet.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta pump up the drama, like we said, with reality shows.
Yes. Well, I like them on TV.
True. Yeah. So Queendom's happening. I tried looking up when Street Man Fighter is starting, but I don't think there's a date yet. It's just a summer. So we'll just have to watch out for that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm interested in that one.
Yeah, that might be fun.
I like watching Street Man dance.
Fighting.
That too.
Oh.
Exactly.
I have had enough of men fighting for today, so.
Let's just keep it to dancing.
Oh, I prefer that. Dance fighting. Oh, do you remember that from Jumanji? The one character who does dance fighting?
Oh my God,
I want that.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
My God. But yeah. Pretty slow week for us.
Just
chilling, winding down before we prepare for our big adventure, our big reuniting adventure.
And of course, while we're on hiatus, all of our favorite people are coming back.
Oh, my God. May is packed.
Busy. May is packed. We have Monsta X, who thankfully recovered from COVID, apparently, which... Man, four people at once.
I know.
It's crazy. Yeah, we have Icon, which, you know, Kingdom made me an Icon fan, so I'm gonna...
An iconic.
Yes, sure. I mean, I've always been iconic.
Exactly. But... Hair flip with your bun in.
Hair flip. I always do that. I always put my hair in a bun and then I try to flip it.
Yeah.
I just look like the guy from Mulan, honestly.
Oh, yeah. But, I love that.
I will make a man out of you. Okay.
Aww.
Right. We have our lovely Woods coming back and TXT.
Oh my God.
All of
Thursday's
them. All of them. Yes. We might finally find out why they picked that nursery rhyme.
I know.
Or not. Because it's hype. So we will never find out what they.
We will always be wondering.
How. Yes. Oh God. I hate that. It's like a terrible relationship.
Oh.
You're always wondering what's going on.
Is Hybe always telling us that we're a piece of shit?
Yes. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
I feel like Hybe is constantly bringing us down and...
And we're like, please, can you say something nice to us? No.
Yes. No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Here
no.
have crumbs.
No, give me champagne.
Yeah. Here are crumbs, give me champagne.
Yes.
Right.
Man. Yeah. Hybe is the abusive... Love is blind.
Contestant.
Contestant, sorry.
Love it. Hate
How
it.
Did we get here anyway?
Anyway, who else is coming back?
Well, our baby T's, AT's, are releasing a Japanese album.
Oh, yeah.
And then One Us is going to send another few contenders for new favorite song for you.
I know. Oh, can't wait.
Out there. And of course, I mean, we'll be back by then and just in time for the boys. Because they're releasing She's the Boss.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. There's so much happening.
There is so much happening. May is going to be crazy.
It is. Wow.
Maisie.
Amazing. It's going to be May.
Yes. It's going to put the May in amazing.
Yep. My God. And throwing in like 17's come back into that too now.
Yeah.
My God. Well, we can enjoy all these things like for the ones that are coming out while I'm there. We can listen to it together and watch it together.
Yes, it's going to be great. Yes. Our ears will cry happy tears.
Ear tears.
Ear tears.
That sounds kind of gross.
I'm going to put the ears in tears. Listen, I think it's time to go on hiatus. The puns have gotten out of control.
Yeah. Let's just quickly go into our song recs and then skedaddle.
Okie doke. My song this week, because I spend a lot of time on a bus the other day. Don't ask. And that gave me the chance to dive into Apple Music again, which is one of my hobbies where I just go around and look for songs that I might like. It's very aimless and rarely yields results, but this time it did. And my song this week is B.O.'s Limousine.
B.O.?
Do you know it? B.O., B.E. apostrophe O.
I've never heard of him.
He was a contestant on Show Me the Money 10.
It sounds like it.
And this, but this is basically a shout out to your great oppa, because he made the song. And it's, yes, it's with him and Mino.
Ooh.
And it's just basically about, you know, staying humble and, you know, making it and then giving the haters the finger and stuff like that. But I love the melody. I love the rap and the vocals. And, you know, I'm extremely picky when it comes to music, which is why those Apple endeavors don't yield results a lot of the time, because I'm not usually like a huge fan on the first listen. I was a fan of this on the first line, like the first few notes with like the acoustic guitar and everything. I was like, this is it. And it was it. It is it. It's just an instant banger.
Oh my God. I have to listen to it.
This song is it. Yes, please do. It's actually so good. And I listened to his other songs that are on Apple, and I really like his style.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, I haven't been keeping up with any Show Me the Money people. Like, I even recently came across a different person. And I was like, I feel like I've seen these people before, but then I have never heard of them. So I'm pretty sure it's just
Kunta.
Yeah, it's just like people showing up on Show Me the Money for like 10 seconds, and then I'm like, I remember.
Wait,
that
was
face.
It really?
Wait, who?
Was it Kunta?
No.
No. Okay.
Oh my God, that's an old name. Like, I haven't heard in a long time.
But he was on Show Me the Money 10, apparently.
So many people were on. Yeah. My God, man, all these old people, quote unquote old people, coming back out.
Yeah.
I guess.
Wait, maybe was he a judge? No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
But yeah.
Yeah, I figured we weren't gonna watch it, so you know, because technically it's a spoiler to tell you that, you know, he's in Mino's and Gray's team, but
I've completely forgot who was even a judge in there.
Well, apparently Mino and Gray.
Yeah, cool. I would be on their team.
Cool. Yeah. You know what we should do? We should watch some of the performances when you're here.
Ooh, that's just for funsies. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah. That's my song. It's an amazing song. It's amazing, you know, just like
great,
cool, fun, chill.
Yeah. Put that on.
Song to dance
the
to.
Playlist.
Put it on. Dance around a little. Have some fun. Dream of riding in a limousine.
Nice. I will.
But still staying humble. Staying grounded.
Still staying humble in a limousine. Yes. Got it.
Yes.
All right. For me, my song this week, I chose a 17 song because I was like, you know what?
Ooh.
I'm going to save this. No, just kidding.
I'm going to save them.
I'm going to save them and I'm going to remind
us. Let me save 17.
No.
But they clearly need saving from their immense success.
I know. But no, I chose the Pusok Sun song, Just Do It.
Oh.
Because that song is just so upbeat. It will get your mood up no matter what. It's so ridiculous. And this is just the best kind of energy to have. And honestly, like our energy, whenever we put our minds to anything, we're just like, just do it. We're doing it head on. Like this trip in May, it just was done.
Yeah. To be fair, sometimes we talk about doing something and then we keep talking about it and then we never do it. So we need to work on that. We need to just do it and more.
Exactly. So this is motivation. They're telling us to just do it.
Yes.
And we're just doing it.
And what better people to listen to than those three?
Yep.
It's great. Great life advice.
No, their energy
is when in doubt, like, listen to Busoksu.
Yeah, they are just, I try to be more like them, maybe. In like energy wise, I think they
That is fair. That is fair.
Yeah. So we're gonna bring this energy to our trip.
Oh yes. And to our podcast when we're back in May.
Yep. And to all our influencer endeavors in our Instagram.
Yes. Man. I will be surprised. Anyway.
No, just do it.
Okay, just do it. Yes, we're going to do it. We're going to go on hiatus and we're going to have some fun and we'll be back in May. And in the meantime, we'll see you on the 24th of May, 2022. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Dive.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more.
If you have 5 minutes to kill, we'd love it if you also left an Azu Nice rating and review on Apple Podcasts.
If we didn't talk about your faves this week, feel free to holla at us on our socials, which are
Instagram @SoulDive
and Twitter @SoulDivePod.
Bye!
Bye!